This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy or forward it if helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today. So we have a treat for you this morning. Molly's going to be sharing a short message with us. Molly is one of my favorite American friends, and she's an amazing artist and a writer. A creative person generally. She's also good with numbers. Is there anything this woman can't do? She's married to Max, which is a feat in its own right. And the pair of them lead a wonderful house group, which many of you go to. And I'm really, really delighted that she's able to come and share with us this morning. Let me pray for you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence here. We just sense your presence here, moving among us through the words of these songs and just as you come and touch our hearts. And we pray that you will come through the words that Molly shares and change us through those as well. Would they be seed that land in good soil? Would we hear your truth and understand more? I ask you to...
Well, today we are going to be learning about listening. So I thought, what a better way to learn about listening than by telling you a little story? So if you are sitting comfortably, then I will begin. A couple years ago, I got to be involved in a collaborative art project, and I got to meet a lot of really interesting people. One of the people was a woman quite high up in the art world. She was interested in the creative stuff that I was doing, and she said that she wanted to meet with me for free, which I thought was ridiculous because her normal clients are like departments of education and in foreign countries, and they pay a lot of money for her company and her wisdom, and she was offering it to me for free. Sweet, that's so cool. And so I thanked God for the favor of this woman and the ability to have met her through this art project. So she was obviously somebody really important for me to know for my future as a writer and an artist. And so I met with her. And it was really interesting what advice she had for me. And after a short while, like about a week after our meeting, I followed some of the advice and the connections that she gave me for a job. So I got a train ticket to Bradford for a meeting with an arts group that I could work with. And after about 2 hours of waiting for them, while I was waiting, I have to admit, I really enjoyed finishing reading a really good book. And so I waited, and then I got back on the train to Leeds, having not met these people. So I contacted them again, and just wanted to know what happened. And I reminded them I was still expecting to be reimbursed for the train ticket. I never heard from them again. So this is just one little story of resulting from meeting this great mentor. Everything she told me to do didn't work out. So on my train journey back to Leeds, I'd finished my book, so I had a little time. And I was thinking, and while I was thinking, I felt like God was smiling at me as I was musing over what had happened. And then I heard that sort of wisp of a thought that I've learned is God speaking to me. And he said, "Molly, who are you listening to?" And I said, "Oh, it wasn't you." Now, I believe that God allowed me to go on this journey of this connection to an expert in order to teach me to reconsider who I was listening to and to retune my ears to be listening only to God. Let's have a look at what the Bible says about listening to him. So if you have a Bible, please open up to 1 Corinthians 1 Corinthians in the New Testament, chapter 14, verses 1 to 5, and it should also be on the screen. 1 Corinthians 14, 1-5 in the Message version. Go after a life of love as if your life depended on it, because it does. Give yourselves to the gifts God gives you. Most of all, try to proclaim his truth. If you praise him in the private language of tongues, God understands you, but no one else does, for you're sharing intimacies just between you and him. But when you proclaim his truth in everyday speech, you're letting others in on the truth so that they can grow and be strong and experience his presence with you. The one who prays using a private prayer language certainly gets a lot out of it, but proclaiming God's truth to the church in its common language brings the whole church into growth and strength. I want all of you to develop intimacies with God in prayer, but please don't stop with that. Go on and proclaim his clear truth to others. It's more important that everyone has access to the knowledge and love of God in language everyone understands than that you go off and cultivate God's presence in a mysterious prayer language. Unless, of course, there is someone who can interpret what you're saying for the benefit of all. Lord, help us actually to hear from you. Give us understanding of your word in the Bible and show us how we can personally hear from you so that we can encourage those around us to do the same. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a lot going on in these verses with different ways that we can connect with God through receiving different spiritual gifts that he gives us. But the one today that I'm wanting to focus on is the prophesying bit. Because Paul, who wrote this letter to the Corinthian people, says he'd love for you to have these other gifts, but prophesying is the best one because it connects us to God individually, but then also to each other as a community. The New International Version translates verse 3 to say, "But the one who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort." It's all about relationship, and prophecy helps with that, to strengthen and encourage each other. Sometimes in this time of challenge and learning how to do our own individual relationship with God, there's just a lot of noise. And whether it's the past words or old beliefs, there are doubts that crop up trying to bring us down, or just the loud technology and busyness of our everyday life and society, this noise can make it really difficult to make time to read the Bible and to hear from God. But if we aren't making time, then how are we going to prophesy? How are we going to encourage and strengthen and build up one another in the church? We're meant to do this. We're meant to desire to do these things. And we have the privilege of doing this as followers of Jesus. We've got to withdraw from the fast pace of life and follow the example that Jesus did and shows us in his own life. But when we withdraw, we're not alone. God wants to speak to us. In John chapter 14, it shows us that Jesus explained to the disciples when he had gone to the Father to prepare a place for those who follow him, that he wasn't going to abandon them. He's not abandoned us. But he was giving us the Holy Spirit, the counselor that we can listen to and also talk to. So talk to God as you would anyone else. You ask a question, and then you listen to the answer. Hear a question, and then you answer it. And we can have this conversation through reading the Bible and have these conversations to develop a relationship with God. He loves us so much. He just wants our hearts. So who are you listening to? Do you want to be hearing from God? Make a date. Don't just say, "Oh God, we must meet up." Because it's always a good time to make time to listen to God, to build that relationship. Be intentional with your personal life, but also with your social life. So come to a small group regularly. Get involved. Learning to build relationship with others in the community that also want to learn to hear from God. And then come on a Sunday morning like you have today so that you can meet with others too. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26, later on, says that everyone has a hymn or word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. All of these must be done for the strengthening of the church. We're all meant to eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy, hearing from God, and we all get to play. Everyone has a hymn, a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Everyone. Whether you're at, wherever you're at in your relationship with Jesus, whether you've known him for lots of years, or you're not quite sure who this Jesus guy is or what you think about him, everyone means you. If you love and follow Jesus, then he's giving you these prophesying bits, the hymns, interpretations, encouraging words for others. But if you don't know him yet, he's saying things to you still. He's saying that he loves you and he's forgiven you and that you're not defined by your past self. Even those of us who do follow Jesus still need a reminder of this, being loved and that we're forgiven. And so that's what's so cool about coming together in a small group or on a Sunday morning, because each week God might speak something to someone else that then they can encourage you and comfort you and strengthen you with, to let you know how loved you are by God and that he's forgiven you. As I've been thinking through this passage that we first read in the beginning, 1 Corinthians 14, 1 to 5, my prayer is that you would just allow God to change your heart and that you would not leave today the same as you were when you came through those doors this morning. And I've said it a ton, but I'm repeating it even just for myself. It's all about relationship between me and you and Jesus. He just wants your heart. He's not going to barge in and demand that you hear from him, because he wants you to want to spend time with him and to have relationship with him, to hang out with him and get to know him. I don't know if you realize this, but God actually wants to hang out with you. He wants to be your friend. He wants to have a relationship with you. He thinks you're ace, and he loves you so much just because you are you. He's never going to reject you, even if everyone else has. He's not going to. He's going to whisper to you in that little wisp of a voice, "You're accepted, you're forgiven, you're loved." But he's not going to force you. It's up to you if you want to be with him. In the last book of the Bible, Revelation, it says that Jesus is standing at the door of our hearts and he's knocking. He says that if we answer the door, that then he'll come in and be with us. But he's knocking. He's knocking. He's not forcing entry. I mean, I'd feel guilty if I forced someone to hang out with me that didn't want to be with me. And I want to be with someone who wants to be with me, and I just think God's the same. Let's position ourselves to hear from God. It's not rocket science. Like, let's just put ourselves out like lightning rods and just be prepared to be struck by the love of God that he has for us through his Holy Spirit, and that we would hear from him. Let's read his word in the Bible to us and fill our minds and our hearts with his truth. Let's get people around us who are living lives also wanting to learn to hear from him more. And let's believe and know that it's all about relationship with Jesus. He just wants our heart. Will we listen to his loving words to us? Will we listen to what God is saying to his church? And will we prophesy? Let's just be still for a sec in this moment and ask God what he's saying to us. So you might just want to close your eyes to help you not be distracted. You don't have to. Listen to his truth. He's speaking to so many of you right now, and you are hearing him. Thank you, God, for your love and your forgiveness. Say that to him today. Let's thank him that he wants relationship with us and wants to save us from our sins. Let's talk with him and take his hand into a new relationship that starts today. Thank you, God, that you are always speaking to us and that you always want us to be listening to you. Seal in our hearts what you've been doing in this time, and may we go from here closer to you, Jesus, than we were when we came in before. May we hear from you so that we can speak to others to comfort, encourage, strengthen, and build up one another in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Molly. What a great message. We'll have more of that and some of your other stories before too long. If you've got questions about what Molly was talking about, or indeed Pete, who was speaking last week, and Anne, who was speaking the week before, on this theme of God speaking to us through the spiritual gifts, then do collar them afterwards and grill them and get them to pray for you.